Bergstein, we had been in combat during the Battle of the Bulge, and we'd lost a number of men. We were, I guess, what you'd call seasoned troops. We were disciplined. We did the job, nothing glamorous about it. And I remember getting off the trucks outside of Bergstein, and it was dark, and there was some mortar fire, some small arms fire. I remember that in training we were taught to, when flares went up, to stop, stand motionless until the flare went out, and then start moving again. And we had that in training. And it was the first time I ever got in a situation where they put flares up, but they kept skylit. You couldn't wait until the flare went out because it was another flare. And that was an interesting experience. I remember going into the cellar of a building, and there was a sergeant from the outfit that was there. I don't know what the outfit was. And the sergeant asked me, he said, "What, Lieutenant, what are you going to do here? What are you people going to do here?" And I said, "Well, we're going to go through the lines here and down into the valley and up the valley onto the next hill, next mountain." And he kind of looked at me like, "Oh boy, you just don't have any idea what you're getting into here." Didn't say anything, but he just had that kind of a look. And then I remember that just things weren't going well. We weren't making our, normally we, 5/17 was successful in everything we did. We'd had experience of going into an attack and we'd take the position. The atmosphere wasn't that